Oh, hey, everybody. What's going on? This is Oob here. And I know. I've been away. I've been promising you guys something, and I haven't really been pulling through. I went on vacation. I've been a little MIA, but I have had a chance to watch a few movies. So, I do want to give my personal opinion before I turn it over to the shit-eating crew. I think that's the name, right? The shit-eaters? Something. Anyway. I think The Flash, Barry Allen, is a creep for touching on a young woman. You know what I mean? I feel like that was a little crazy. That was crazy as hell. I don't know why more people aren't. If people are going to speak out about Wonder Woman, they should be speaking out about The Flash, touching on that young black woman. Beautiful, beautiful actress. Touching on that girl while she's in a frozen state. Frozen time state. Yeah, I thought that's terrible. Also, the women singing to Aquaman. When Aquaman jumped in the water, and the women are singing, smelling his fishy sweater. That was ridiculous. I don't know. You always put weird stuff in there like that. I don't know. Anyway, so that's it. So, on to the show. Working on some stuff right now. Gotta get back in the lab. All right? Y'all enjoy.
What are you working on?
It's a gold set. Lined with specialized polymer solar cells. Here, let me show you. We borrowed this from the Kryptonian scout ship. Oh, maybe you should a fraction
of course.
It. Thank you. Now, I see how that did. Ah, yes. Not to be sneezed at.
A gauntlet that captures and dissipates energy.
It's Master Wayne's idea.
Maybe you should work on a lasso too. In black, of course.
Welcome to Critical Blues Reviews. I'm your host, Critical, and I have the cast with me from Kicking the Shit. We're going to be reviewing a film, and to my left, I have Clean in the house. What's the word, Clean?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
And to my right, I have Mr. Mac in the house. What's the word? Richie Mac.
What's going on, people? You call me Mr. That's cool.
No, somebody's already named Mr. Mac. Your name is Richie Mac.
He's my child.
Richie Mac. I made a mistake. I called you Mr. You're Richie. Nah.
I call it OG Mac.
That's my father.
Oh. Richie Mac it is. All right, folks. Before we begin, I just want to, since we're on the comic book news information, how did y'all feel about WandaVision? I don't think we discussed, WandaVision or anything like that.
I thought we did.
We did. How we finished, like, finished. I think we talked about it, but wasn't finished.
It wasn't finished.
I enjoyed it. Like, I don't know. That's like, as a whole, like, it reminds me of, like, Dream On and all the shows that I watched as a kid and, like, saying, I'm a champion of love. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
Dream On? Which one was Dream On?
Dream On.
Was HBO?
Yeah.
Was dude, like, hallucinating? No.
He would have flashbacks.
Don't turn his head.
Yeah, it was in his head. He had flashbacks. Like, the TV kind of raised him.
Oh, okay.
His mom was
okay.
Always kind of, like, sitting in front of the TV and go fuck off. So all his references were like old show references. Like my mind kind of worked like that with music and old shows that I like. So, for nostalgia purposes, for love purposes, the whole concept of how the mind works and all that other shit and the foreshadowing for what's to come. Like, I'm excited to see what else they can pull out of the hat. So I enjoyed it. I definitely suggest that people go watch it if you haven't. It's a good band.
Okay, what about you, Queen?
Yeah, I thought it was dope. It was an original concept, how they did the show. Only thing I wish I could have seen in the show was just them, flipping those spells and all different types of magic.
Right.
Because
going more into how they did it or the concept behind it.
Well, I mean, just going different into like the all they can do with the magic that they possess. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like how Dr. Strange, when he was fighting Thanos, he was using all those different type of spells. Mm-hmm. I thought that was dope. That's kind of, I was thinking that I'd see that kind of from
Scarlet. Yeah, she didn't really explain, like, why she was capable of using the magic without spells. Like, they ain't really going into no history behind, like, the witchery or some shit, or why she's the Scarlet Witch. Like, they did, but not really.
Right. I know they try to say that the, what stone was that? The Mind Stone?
Yeah.
Was that enhanced her power. So it was kind of like a, well, you just accept it.
Yeah.
It's enhanced, accept it. You know what I'm saying? So, but it was like she had a little bit of power, you know, when she was a little girl with that Mind Stone. Did it and keep it moving.
It was cool, but I like it. It's making me anticipate Doctor Strange because I want to see like how far down the rabbit hole they can go with, you know, magic and everything. Just seeing those characters and seeing it on the screen, it looks good. Even the magic parts that they did have in it were really good, though.
Okay, that's what's up. And how are you all excited for what I call it, Eagle Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Yeah, I'm actually one. This I was waiting more for that show than WandaVision.
It ain't really like I know I'm going to watch it, but I'm not like, oh, I need to hurry up and you know everything else as far as the series, I'm really interested.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I guess due to saturation and how deep that how they're spinning off,
right?
You know what really fucked me up? What's that shit? Shield?
Agents of Shield?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said it's not a part of the universe. They said it was a part of the universe. And then now, what do they call it? Canon? It was canon to the universe. Now all of a sudden it's not canon anymore.
Yeah, like that shit, like as long as you stick to the script and you ain't doing no old extra far-fetched shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm well aware that this should be nothing like that. But that shit, me trying to sit through and like really accept that bullshit kept fucking me up for other shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like I don't want to see any more trash spinoffs. Like they have to actually pull me in. Like what Netflix was doing with Marvel, like that was pulling me in.
Yeah, that should have been canon. I heard they're supposed to get Matt Murdock, the same actor that's on Daredevil, to be on Spider-Man. He's supposed to be Spider-Man's lawyer, Peter Parker's lawyer.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how true that is, but. That's rumored.
It'd be cool. To me, he was a real good version of Daredevil. Daredevil to me, I really like Daredevil and Luke Cage. In terms of the shows, like for Netflix though, but I mean, Jessica Jones is okay. And
you see what I'm saying? It started like that's. I think I watched Jessica Jones first, and that shit was kind of slow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It felt like it was more like a female aspect of how a woman would feel being a superhero or some shit. And I'm not a female, so that shit kind of lost me a little bit. Like,
I like the Purple Man. I thought he was a good villain.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the part where she tried to, let me change your heart. That was like, all right.
Yeah.
I had a problem with Jessica Jones when she was like, let me change your heart, Purple Man. But then again, what you call it where you... Were you with somebody not abused you, but they like
Stockholm Syndrome.
So you think that was Stockholm Syndrome?
I don't fucking know. Roses, daisies, flowers. I started seeing it. I'm like, all right, change. So but I started equating that to all of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It didn't make me apprehensive about rushing to watch it, but. Y'all seem pretty excited. So
to me, like when they do a show with women, I think like WandaVision was a good way to do it because kind of thinking about it because it didn't play on a part that she was a woman. It just told the story.
You're right.
So I'm included.
You know,
and I get to see it.
So it's like
eyes, and I can understand.
Even the manipulation. Right. You know, when she was manipulating him, and it was like, yo, like, you're not telling me. But that goes the thing women say, you know, never tell the left hand what the right hand is doing. She made sure she didn't tell Vision what was really going on in the world. I mean, I think she was a little oblivious to her own power at one point. But after a while, when old girl woke her up, when Captain Photon Marvel, the real Captain Marvel woke her up.
I thought she was breaking down mentally somewhat. That's why she was kind of doing a lot of the stuff that
she did break down.
That's
mentally.
A part of not letting you know. I don't have control over the situation, so until I figure this shit out, I ain't saying shit.
and so just then, I just got a newsletter straight from Zack Snyder himself. Said he's confirming that Justice League will not get a sequel. That's it.
Yeah, I already knew that was happening. Yeah, he already said that, though.
So, I mean, it's a shame because I felt like this, I felt like if they were going to start it off, this would have been it. But of course, the only reason why I did this is because of COVID. I think it wouldn't have been Zack Snyder Justice League if there wasn't COVID.
It may have been because like they were trying to get HBO Max off the ground. So I think it may have happened. It may not have happened as soon as they did it, but I think they kind of really like testing stuff out to see kind of like what works.
Yeah, because I think only reason why I say that because I feel COVID was the streaming wars. Because the movies were out of the deal, out of the picture. So it's like everything is streaming. So who's going to win?
Well, it still is a streaming war.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, they got Paramount. And I was like, why?
Oh, they got a streaming service?
Paramount? CBS is now a Paramount.
Oh.
All Access. It turned to Paramount, and Paramount owns MTV, Nickelodeon. I forgot.
Viacom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Viacom.
I guess they got enough to stream.
BET.
BT, yeah, Viacom, yeah. So I guess they got enough to stream, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's not enough for you to want to go out and want to get it.
I don't think it's really compelling. Is like something as HBO.
They cornering the market on
Star Trek.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you don't know. Like, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot, bro. That's like Viacom make movies, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the movies that we like that came through Nickelodeon and shit, a lot of like the shit the kids want to watch. Like, underestimate that shit. Like, go look and see exactly what because Paramount probably got a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I have to, you're right. I'll probably have to see exactly all that they have.
And just start acquiring. Like, Viacom is a giant in itself.
Yeah.
Only reason why I was kind of skeptical about it is because I thought a lot of properties that Viacom owned that were big got sold to other companies. I'm not sure though.
Well, Coming to America, the second one actually is a Paramount, but it's on Prime, so they might have to share it.
That's what I'm saying.
But they gotta fuck that up.
I know Amazon not gonna let that go. They're like, no.
Yeah.
But
Paramount already knew that they were doing this, so what if they were just licensing shit? You know what I'm saying?
It may be that they have control.
Like when Paramount was going through HBO or whatever, it seemed like they were leasing those movies. They would go get them, you know, they were like movies had an HBO catalogs, and we would see what's coming on for the month. Remember, we used to have the HBO guys?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The listing would change every month because they would switch out the shows.
Right.
HBO didn't own any of those shows.
Right.
Yeah.
That was like the streaming service. You see what I'm saying?
It's still somewhat like that, but they still switch out movies. Movies
that's
expire. You know, the license for it. It may be like that with
now Paramount's like, what if we just cut out, instead of licensing all our shit to everybody else, what if we just cut out a middleman and go straight? Because everybody's trying to cut out a middleman straight.
Yeah, that's what they are.
What we talked about, those non-fungible tokens, NFTs, you see what I'm saying? It's no need for a streaming service now. Every time, like if I send you some digital media, a movie, some artwork, a song, or whatever, you can attach that shit to a non-fungible token. And every time that shit, every time we go from one computer to the next using those tokens, I'm getting paid and I don't have to track that shit through.
I think you're right about that. The only thing, though, about everybody kind of getting their own, they want to cut out the middleman. The same thing I see happening with streaming is kind of what happened with communications of the telephone industry back in the day. They split it up. You know, like AT&T was kind of like big. Then they split it up. Then they had all of these different companies with Singular
companies come in and scoop them all.
Yeah, and then they consolidated again and they got small. I think that's what's going to happen with the stream. It's going out. Now it's expanded and it's going to contract again. Because like the thing.
That's how technology gets developed.
Yeah.
The smaller companies work out all the kinks and then you buy them out.
And then it's gonna come to a point because they're gonna look at it as like, well, we're not really making as much money as we thought we were. Let's go, merge with this other company.
Right, right.
And I think the reason why people, why it's going to be like that is because, I mean, pretty much I think streaming to the most part is going to take the place of cable. But the thing is that it's more diversified and you have to spend more for it. So people are going to be like, it's either two things is going to happen. People are going to just configure on whichever platform is the best and they're going to get those streaming. So they may have like three or four. They're not going to get like five or 10, the whole spectrum. They'll have like the best four or five, or they'll do it where they have one when their show is on, they'll actually subscribe. And then once the show is over, they drop
it. And they want to stop that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they want to stop that. Yeah,
like I know Amazon Prime does it where you can watch a show from somebody else, but you just got to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess you can just do that. But other than that, yeah.
Okay.
But that's what's up. Appreciate the info, fellas. So I guess we're going to go ahead and get into it. So today, we're going to be reviewing. Zack Snyder's Justice League. The Zack Snyder Justice League cut, however you want to put it. Now, the director for this film, you have Zack Snyder. He directed 300, Watchmen, and Dawn of the Dead. Are you, any of you guys a fan of the three? I know Watchmen.
Yeah.
And
Watchmen was cool.
Watchmen. And the writer for this film, you have Chris Terrio. He wrote Star Wars Episode 9 and Batman v Superman. So the logline for this film is, after Superman's selfless sacrifice, Bruce Wayne and Diana Prince tries to enlist other special power beings before a worldly threat destroys the Earth. Now, the characters for this film, you have Batman played by Ben Affleck. You might have seen him on The Town, Smoking Aces, and also Argo. You have Superman played by Henry Cavill. You might have seen him on The Witcher and Man of Steel. I haven't seen The Witcher yet. You said that was pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Not good at the video game.
Well, it's not even that. To me, it was just, I think like the second season may be better than the first one. Cause to me, I was like, man, some of this cinematography is kind of,
it's too dark.
Nah, it just wasn't good. You know, like, I guess cause I'm used to looking at something like, in terms of cinematography, seeing something like The Lord of the Rings. I know they don't have that type of money, or I'm trying to think, I can't think of what. Of a fantasy series.
Somebody issued the one with the dragons.
Game of Thrones. Or something like that. Great cinematography. So to go to kind of like, you know, like, I know Witcher doesn't have as much money as like people who have for Game of Thrones. So a lot of that cinematography, it looked kind of cheap in terms of like the locations that they were at. But
Lovecraft Country. Simple about that cinematography.
Not the cinematography was good on that. You know, but they got money. You know what I'm saying?
Cinematography they spend more. In the first season of the Expanse was shitty too.
Yeah, you got a point. You got a point.
I can't remember that.
It was, but it was still good. To me, it wasn't bad.
Remember that first ocean scene from the first season?
Where yeah.
That shit was trash.
It definitely, you know, stepped up the effects on it.
Yeah, like, it was like right. All that shit. The first season of Expanse, like, it was all shot, like,
and CGI.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now the CGI, now they got money, you know, behind it. You know, and it looks a lot better. A lot better.
Yeah.
So.
And also you got Wonder Woman played by Gal Gadot. She was in of course Wonder Woman and also Furious 7. Gal Gadot, she's fine. And she's like, how tall is she? Like, what's 5'11"? 6 feet.
Yeah, she looks like she's tall.
Like she's tall.
she's Amazon.
And, you got Cyborg played by Ray Fisher. You might have seen him in True Detective and the Astronaut Wives Club. And unfortunately, we probably won't be seeing any more Cyborg. And that's pretty sad. Now, after I saw the Snyder Justice League cut version, you have Aquaman played by Jason Momoa. He was in The Bad Batch and also Aquaman. And The Flash, played by Ezra Miller. He was in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Now, what was everybody's opinions before seeing this movie? Finding out there was going to be a Snyder cut. Did y'all believe there was actually a Snyder cut version out there? Or did y'all think it was just rumors or what?
Like tell the truth. They, be true. I didn't really care. I'm just going to be real. I really didn't. Because the movie was just, I was like, man, this is a trash movie. Okay, well, it's a Snyder cut. Well, I don't care. It's trash, you know? So, you know, I was like, I don't really know how they're going to, you know, remake this movie. So I wasn't really looking forward to it. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, what about you?
I didn't even remember, like, the original one that much the first time. So I wasn't that excited. Like, it didn't grab me the first time. So I really, like, you know, my friends keep me abreast of what's going on. So when everybody else is like, yeah, man, we, you know, Zack Snyder's actually, I was like, really? He is? Oh, okay. And I kind of left it alone. And then you know, it was around time, you know, it's COVID and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. And with for critique purposes, I was excited. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to kind of like not really judge it based off of the original. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like kind of like be happy that I forgot. You know what I'm saying? So I could kind of see it without tainted eyes. And I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? I most definitely feel like I enjoyed it more than the first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So when I heard about it, I actually was debating with somebody at my job about it. They were, you know, because it's funny, right? Because I just, when it comes to movie stuff, this is one of the fun things I like to debate about. I'll debate and clean all day about Justice League versus Marvel. But when I'm at work, I'm debating with somebody about how Marvel's better than Justice League.
I enjoyed Man of Steel. The more I watched it, I was like, man, this dude really needs to stop having like this dull color palette because it just takes away so much from the movie, man. To me,
it makes it feel like it's gloom, like doom.
It just makes it really feel mundane to me, you know.
Okay. It's a Matrixy vibe, man.
Yeah, because the Matrix had it a lot. It was very like Matrix never really had a light, a nice lighting until maybe the end when. It was over. Like,
but see, to me, the Matrix had a purpose behind it, though, because it was kind of showcasing like the difference between the real world and the Matrix.
Yeah, but I think that's supposed to be like the alter universe. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't, there's no Gotham here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Gotham always been kind of gloomy. Yeah. Gotham has. Yeah. But that makes sense for Gotham.
But yeah, it don't make sense for Superman to me.
Yeah, but that's all the same reality.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a point.
So, yeah. So, going in, it was funny because I talked to Mac. Mac was like, yeah, man, come back through to the crib. You know, we could watch it together. And I'm like, all right, cool. I go to the crib. I want to see later on that night. It was supposed to come, I think, what day? Was that a Wednesday? Yeah. I was over at your house. And so I might want to see, and it was supposed to come out Thursday, right?
Yeah.
But Wednesday night, I think I was talking to Clean, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm about to, you know, make me some food and drink this beer, whatever the case, meet you right back up. Next thing I know, I said, clean some stuff. And the next thing I know, I'm just messing around with the control, and all of a sudden, it pops up on a Wednesday. So I'm like, yo, I see your clean, shit's on, I'll talk to you later. I watched all 4 episodes, not episodes, all 4 hours. And it felt like, it didn't feel that long to me. You know what I'm saying?
That's because you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I was enjoying the fuck out of myself. I did hear some people say they fell asleep on it. My barber actually mentioned that he fell asleep on it, you know, then he had to keep waking up.
I had dozed off on it too.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
But then, you know, like, I woke up, I dozed off for about 10 minutes, woke back up, rewinded, and then, you know, I just pretty much watched it throughout the whole thing after that.
It came on for me. Like, I was watching Constantine on HBO, and, like, I fell asleep, like, right when it went off, and I remember, like, rolling over and like waking up, and like I saw a part, I'm like, man, I'm dreaming. So I like roll over, I go back to sleep, and I hear it like, you know what I'm saying? I got like the little surround sound, so I wake back up. I'm like, oh, this shit is on. Oh, shit. Sorry, what? And then you called me like, did you watch it? I'm like, bruh. It came on for me. Like, get off my phone. I'm right now.
Yeah, man. I was excited because I knew, because all of the cool thing about it is, I know if I was Zach, I'm gonna listen to all the BS about what Josh Sweden did, and all the shit. Even if I had part, you know, like a role if I took play. Part in it, yeah, you know, because he made it first, and then Zach had to come in and take over. So I'm gonna change shit that everybody's fucking complaining about. Yeah, so he had a chance to do all that shit, and I think he did it. You know, when I saw it, I was just like, dang, you know, like the beginning. I think it was the like you had the narrative act. So you had Don't Count on It, Batman, which I like how it started off, because the first one, it started off with Batman running into the parademons, which that wasn't even in this one at all. Remember, he was on the rooftop? And at first it was kind of like, all right, cool, that was a good opening. But now, looking at it, I think that was good they left it out. You know? Yeah. Now, but wait, how did it start off? I can't remember. It was so
the original
long.
One? Huh? The original one?
No, this last one. What was like the first scene? I can't remember.
Oh, Superman dying?
Him screaming. Yeah. That was way
dope.
Yeah. And then the waves just hitting everything. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty cool. And everybody's listening. You know
what kind of fucked me up about that? I was like, bro, you saw him die. You see him dying. Like, shoot, motherfucker. Like, shoot him now. Why is he still alive? Like, everybody kind of froze. Like, oh, shit. Like, I guess, like, maybe if I was in that situation, like, to sit there and, like, be froze because you see Superman, like, actually dying. Like, this motherfucker doesn't die. It's Superman.
Right.
Now, like, Batman is holding the gun in his hand. Like, what the fuck?
Right. But even to you, because he was getting away out by the skin of his teeth off that Batman freaking V Superman. Like, you dealing with, you got Wonder Woman getting her ass thrashed, pause. Well, not pause, but then you got Superman getting his ass thrashed, pause. But you're just Batman with a fucking rifle. You know what I'm saying? A bat rifle.
Yeah, so I'm pondering that, like, do you shoot my nigga? Like,
will I just make him angry? You know?
Like, no, this motherfucker's dying. Everybody's mouth wide the fuck open.
Yeah, everybody's looking, I think that was a great setup. I was in for the long haul after that one. And then you had the Age of Heroes. Do y'all remember that one? The Age of Heroes, that was like the second.
That was the one where they kind of show what happened in the past, wasn't it? Was that one?
What you mean for?
Where they kind of did the flashback back to when Darkseid first showed up.
Right, when Darkseid gets defeated.
Did you guys even watch the movie? No, that was when Batman and Diana Prince was going out looking for the other heroes, trying to get them to join for this possible war. That's what that chapter was about.
Darkseid got his ass kicked.
And I was like, he got kicked by somebody. I was like, who the fuck is this?
What you call it? You said it was Eric Zeus.
I didn't say who it was. No, I said the dude with the lightning was Zeus. I was like, who's the motherfucker with the axe? I was like, I don't know who it is, because they didn't say it.
Might just been like a regular, like, human king or something.
Get Doomsday? No.
Because at first,
I was like, you don't know.
I was like, is this the Zeus?
Yeah.
If so, I was like, damn, is this Thor? Because the dude kind of looked like Thor, but he had an axe though. He had a hammer, so I said, okay, but is somebody else? I don't know who it is though. But I was like, damn, man, shit, he made real short work of him.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of Doomsday, and I was like, wow, that's interesting. And then, you know, then they had to make a comeback. You know, then you had the beloved mother, the beloved son. I believe that's where it was more so
about Cyborg. Yeah.
Yeah, where the death of Cyborg's mother, and you know, it showed how Cyborg, you know, father was so busy in his work, you know, didn't get a chance to raise him.
So how do you feel about his representation of black folks in this time?
All right, I still feel that is bullshit, because it was the black woman that walked up to the goddamn, to the mother box. She was the shield for everybody else. They always want black people to be the shield. She walked up to the mother box to touch the mother box because she was the test subject.
That's the thing. I always thought, man, to tell the truth, just Cyborg in general.
I did not expect that.
I was like,
black
what?
Woman, black man.
Huh?
Black woman? Black.
No, remember the
in the original one?
No, in the second one. Remember the later one that came out. Remember when the mother box was acting up and the mascara and the black woman?
Oh yeah.
Went through the crowd and she would do, and she knew black people gotta be the bulletproof vest for art for everybody.
Man, that just shows how courageous Negroes are.
That's that damn, what do you call it?
Sacrificial lamb!
What the fuck that shit called?
Car heel, nigga.
Yeah, find out how to do birth control, black woman, so we can make everybody not have birth control. Let's operate in your vagina. But I'm sorry, Cleve.
Jaded Negro moments, man. Jaded Negro.
I like the way, you know, they fleshed out Cyborg's story, but I was just like, I just don't think Cyborg is a really great character, because, like, who really cares about Cyborg? Or is it, I mean,
man, I fought with Cyborg. I felt like Cyborg
before this?
But in this, like,
it was good in this, though.
Like, him, between him and Flash, like, those motherfuckers, like, they none of that shit would have got accomplished in the show.
I always thought Black Lightning would have made a better character.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Queen, because in 1960, in Justice League of America 173, they actually offered Black Lightning a position in the Justice League, and Black Lightning turned them down. So, Queen, you have to take that up with Black Lightning. He could have been the first black superhero in Justice League, but you know what? It was turned down, so hey.
I don't even like Black Lightning. Like, the fact that his name is Black Lightning, it just irks the fuck out of me, man. That shit sounds like...
Black Lightning is cool.
That shit sounds like Negro spiritual. Black Lightning. Like, no, bro. That shit sounds like a black exploitation show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he came out in the 70s. It came out in the 70s, so I think it kind of was exploitation when it came out.
Yeah.
Because I think when it first came out, didn't it have like a racist story? Like, it was a white dude turned into a black guy. So it was something
black
crazy.
Roof? I didn't know that.
I got to read it. I got to go back and read it, but it was something. It was real problematic and they changed it up.
Wow, that's interesting, Clean, that you brought that up. As I kind of think back on it, I do kind of remember that the original candidate for the DC Comics first headlining black superhero was a character called the Black Bomber. And you're right, you were on that right path. He was a white racist who would turn into a black superhero under stress. And so comics historian Don Markstein later described the character as an insult to practically everybody with any point of view at all. And I believe he was correct on that. And when the editor who had approved the Black Bomber left the company before the character had been in print, Tony Isabella, who I think he had previous writings like Luke Cage and things of that nature, was asked to salvage the character. And Isabella convinced editors to instead use his Black Lightning character, which he had been developing for some time. So thank you, Queen, for bringing that up.
So you also had Change Machine. I can't remember that one. Change Machine, y'all remember that?
Change Machine, I think that was, they were talking about like...
The Change Machine is just the shit that changed everything back to whatever state, right? The mother boxes were changed.
Yeah, I think it was talking about more so about the mother boxes.
Yeah, the mother boxes were Change Machine.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm waiting on y'all to talk about Aquaman. Y'all ain't talking about him because that motherfucker was unnecessary.
Aquaman?
Yeah, he had like when he was in the water and he beat the shit out of what, Steppenwolf? Like, that part was hard. But other than that, like, man, besides him being drunk and walking around supposedly looking sexy or some shit, like, what did he really do?
And makes women put their hands in their pants. That's a shout out to somebody that's listening to this podcast. Said that.
He's the underdog because he drinks alcohol. Lots of alcohol. That's what I heard on the internet.
Like, okay.
And plus, he drinks
beer, so he's the underdog.
If you notice, even Wonder Woman, I like that whole segment. But my question was, why was Wonder Woman? All right, that's a dislike.
Yeah, like so Wonder Woman was tough, but you know she like Wonder Woman. I give her a pass, like.
Plus, they had their own movies, kind
of. Yeah.
I would say that for Aquaman and Wonder Woman. They had their own movies.
Yeah, so and Batman, like, he had his role to play, but, man, he still be getting his ass. Man, that nigga's always, like, he be getting his ass told the fuck up.
He was handling this on his last one, though. That last fight. That fight before that, he was kind
of... You talking about Batman?
Yeah,
I was kind of wondering, like, man, you going up against like people, like, people power. I'm like, you going up against people
popular Superman. What the fuck is that thing, big suit that you wearing? You really gotta
eat. I just kind of felt like some of that shit they could have did like that earlier. And then like
you really out of your league.
So I'm like, okay, so the Flash can go back in time. Why the fuck they ain't been going back in time?
Wait, wanna say that for a dislike? When you dislike, so you just wanna talk about it now?
I mean, it's just a question. It ain't like even a major dislike. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got pulled out of the story from time to time and I start poking holes and shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, I felt like they could have did other shit. And like, Superman, like this self-righteous motherfucker, you could have been, like, your whole crew really got fucked up. Like, they were getting their ass tore up. They needed you. And then, like, you just, like, went to go fuck with your bitch for, like, a whole 30, 40 minutes. Like, then you come back. But
I mean, well, that's kind of like, a bunch of people. Well, you didn't really know, you just kind of knew who one. No, you didn't really know who one was. You just saw her at the end before you died. That's about it. You didn't even say anything to her. Yeah. But Batman, that motherfucker didn't even fuck with you. So it's like, nigga, I'm going with my bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to fuck with some nigga that tried to do you bleed. Nigga, fuck you. You deal with that shit. Let's go in the cornfield. I'm going to deal with my bitch and my mom. You know?
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, I remember now. I'm going to go see.
But then some righteous shit coming
when he was like, now all of a sudden he has quotes.
They need
me. Yeah.
He still
take
a sweet ass time, man.
Alfred. I was like, damn, man. I was like, they really should have got this. They really should have got him before they kind of went to this fight.
Yeah, like he got so fucking far,
bro. I mean, but it was one of those things where the motherfucker just fucked y'all up.
It was dope the way he showed up.
And then you gotta get fucked. He fucked y'all up. Now you gotta get fucked.
He had a good intro though. He had a good intro when he came, man.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Yeah, he did.
With the black suit. You know, that shit made me think about it though. But you could, if you just keep trying, you could fuck up a lot and still get through, bro. Like that was the toughest. That was like the best moral I got from that shit. Like, this boy, you better keep trying.
I started wondering since he was wearing that black suit. I was like, man, what would have happened if you would have showed up in a tuxedo?
Yeah, I was thinking you should have been fighting in the tux. Like, I was like,
man, that would have been awesome.
Like, you should have been fighting in the suit.
I was like, you wear the black suit, man. Go ahead and throw the tux, man. The women's ass in the tux.
but I did like where your boy Cyborg got that flashback. He was like, of Superman becoming evil. And he was like, no. You know, Flash was like,
go! Go! God damn. Goofy motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was in the movie too, man. I was like, no! No! You would. You fucking would.
Yo, that shit was good, especially where your boy Flash runs into Aquaman by accident. Superman sidestep him and he runs right into Aquaman. Aquaman point at him at me on the steps like,
I'm sorry.
yo, it's just weird. I mean, all right, so then it goes on to all the King's Men, and I believe that might be some of my mother box stuff, man, because I can't remember. Then you got Something Darker, then you go into the epilogue, a father twice over. The part that kind of threw me off was the fact that Cyborg put the, Matt just burnt the hell out of himself with some ashes. But the part that threw me off was the part he put the recorder back together. I didn't know he can do that.
Yeah, that's what the whole reconstruction, like it can change. He merged with the box.
Right.
And so now he has some of the properties of the box.
Oh, okay.
The box possessed, like the box is what recreated him in the box. That's how they came up with the whole concept of bringing Superman back to life in the first place.
Right. I didn't know you can put like this touch and shit. You know,
like
you
wind like, a time or some shit.
When he did the tape recorder?
Yeah. Looked like something when, except he didn't do the whole thing that turned back like on the Thanos.
No,
like,
I ain't go back
in time. I know he did. He just looked like
the micro. What do you call it?
At first, I was like, "Damn, can he rewind time?"
Like, I mean, that shit. I'm like, that. My question was, with that was tape in it? Was it all digital? Like,
yeah, because the tape would be fucked up too.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking that he was rewinding time, because I was like, well, this ain't really computerized, but it's tape.
Right. Yeah, I was like, man, and another thing, I was like, why Aquaman didn't use that trident?
Right, he just used it at he was running away from the trident. That was his story. His thing was like, here's your mother's trident, use it. Fuck y'all, I don't fuck with y'all Atlanteans, you know what I'm saying?
I'm about to go get trouble.
Yeah, and finally it was like, alright, here's my mother's trident, you know. But so let's get to the likes and dislikes. What did you all like about it, please?
I actually like the way they did the villain this time. They really did a good job in reconfiguring the threat that he was posing. That was one thing I thought that they did real well. They really, you know, took, it looked like they put some time and effort in the villain this time, as opposed to the first time. It was bad. It was very bad.
That's all you liked about it?
I kind of like that it showed more of the team dynamics between all of the characters. So, you know, like, I don't want to say they were cracking jokes, but you kind of saw, like, the kind of personality between, you know, like, all of them when they were interacting with each other more so. So I thought that was cool. I thought it was dope. I thought it was cool how they redid Cyborg's origin story when they added that in. Can't think of anything else right off hand, but those are the three major things that I like.
What about you, Matt? What was three things? Well, not three, but what were some things that you liked about it?
Like I said, I like the overall message. I think a lot of people give up on themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, they give in to fear and shit. And that was a great representation. You can fuck up a lot and still win if you just don't give up.
Yeah, that held up with Cyborg, too. You know, yeah. That was Wonder Woman. Because that scene kind of made sense to what you were talking about. Because at first, the original didn't make sense. Like, she goes to talk to him, he doesn't. Now it made sense. You know what I mean? Like, he feels. He's at the lowest point of his life.
Yeah.
You know, mad at his father, mad at the world, but he showed forgiveness to his father. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And showed that he can contribute to the team. You know
yeah.
I mean?
So, yeah. And then, like I said, I didn't really like, I would have liked Aquaman to have more might and whoop more ass instead of just
my man.
Yeah. Like, fuck that. And I don't know why. I'm gonna be honest. Every time Wonder Woman was riding Superman's dick, that shit pissed me the fuck off.
When did that? Oh, you mean, okay, all right. Okay, I get what you're saying. Like, when did that happen? Oh, no.
I mean, your mind went to places.
Kal-El.
Yeah, that's the thing. She didn't really know him like that.
Yeah.
You know, unless, you know, like, they should have did that in, like, Wonder Woman 80s.
Yeah.
They should have had her reading about Superman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And being interested that way.
A lot of the things that they did with Amazon, I thought, like, they should have really added that in the...
I was about to say that.
The Amazon part, I thought a lot of that should have been... It should have been kind of that more so on Wonder Woman 2.
Oh, so you're saying, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay, so about the, you know, when they were recapping and they were like, in the end, they were going through how everybody, like, in the epilogue, I think they were going back to everybody's relationship and how they kind of opened up the group in the situation. Mm-hmm. You never really got to see what was going on with Amazon. I ain't like that.
Right. I know she is not supposed to be able to go back, but I think he said he was trying to set it up for her to go back. That's what I heard. That's why she held the arrow at the end.
Yeah.
Because they said he set it up.
But you didn't even see, like, them rebuilding or trying to fix anything.
Right.
Didn't Steppenwolf, like, actually, like, fuck up a lot of shit? And Aqua and Atlantis and shit? Like, it didn't really show any rebuilding or any of that shit.
I would say this, though. What I did notice, I don't know if Zach was trying to make where they were. Atlantis, you know, Atlantis is kind of grandiosa compared to what Zach showed. I just thought it was like an area separate. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Themyscira. It was kind of like a temple away from everything else. I think
that you never got to see, like, was everything okay with them or how they reunited?
Right.
Yeah, you could have just flashed me something real quick. Because I'm like, well, what about? So you tell me now there's no sequel. There's no nothing. And now I'm like, well, what about?
Right.
All over. Yeah, so, I mean, other than that, I still enjoyed it. Like, overall, it was cool. I appreciate the fact that shit was 4 hours long and I wanted to watch it.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That makes me feel like, because, you know, they tell you, like, especially like with music, the music's getting shorter, people's attention span, da da da.
Right.
But binge watching has set me up to really enjoy.
It was like watching a series. Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It was a perfect movie for streaming.
That aspect of I get to really sit down and enjoy some long shit, you feel me, and not have to wait for this shit to previously on. You know what I'm saying?
Because I was kind of going between different things. Like, I was watching it. Then somebody called, I talked for them for about an hour, then I started watching it again. Then something else happened, I just went and took care of that. Then I started watching it again, then I went and cooked dinner. Then I started watching it. It took me about like a good 5 hours, like in between everything, like to really get through the whole movie, if not more so.
But you enjoyed it, right?
Yeah.
Let me get back to this.
Right.
So my spare time was occupied, like, well, it wasn't like I had to look for something.
Right. I would say likes. I like the fact that I think Clint might have covered it, the fact that the characters were more fleshed out. Like the 4 hours that you mentioned, Richie, that it allows you to learn the characters. Mm-hmm. And it was written or shown well enough for me to stay interested in the characters. You know, like, you know, even Cyborg's story. I thought that was really dope. Finding out what he meant to his family. Finding out, you know, seeing the human side of him by losing both of his parents, actually. You know what I'm saying?
I remember when she corrected him, he was like, did you talk to the cyborg? And she was like, what was his name?
Victor Stone.
Yeah. She was like, his name's Victor.
His nickname was Cyborg before Cyborg? Like, that was his football name?
Nah, she just remembered, like, Batman sent her, and then when she came back, he was like, did you talk to the cyborg? And she was like, his name's Victor. Like,
oh, you're talking about Diana Prince, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she's like, chill out, motherfucker. Like, it's a person.
Right. Yeah. That was real. I like that. Yeah. You know, and I felt for the characters. You know what I mean? Like I didn't really feel for Steppenwolf, but he made, like, the fact that he was
lame, man. I felt them, but I was like, man, you was a sucker.
He was a Starscream to Megatron.
Yeah.
If Megatron was damn Doomsday or Darkseid.
Nah, but Starscream kind of got tired of Megatron at one point in time.
Yeah, but this is almost like the aftermath of that. Yeah. You know, Starscream, remember, he wanted to rule with some shit.
Yeah.
When Megatron, you know, when he was turning to Galvatron, then all of a sudden he was, king or whatever for a minute. Galvatron came back. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, like, yeah. And that's kind of reminded me of, you know, him. Like, I think it's implied that he tried to take the throne some type of way.
He did something.
And then, so now he's trying to do, I think he had to do like 100,000 planets he had to conquer to get back in good graces. Yeah. But I think it kind of helped out when he found the, what do you call it?
The box.
Not the boxes. The
Oh, the anti-life.
Equation.
Yeah.
Anti-life equation. Yeah, so when you found that out, that kind of was like, oh shit, you know.
I am. You put on my tux. Coming to the party.
I thought that was pretty good. The Justice League fight scene, as Queen mentioned, I thought that was really good. It showed them fighting together, and they went for the head. That's what I love. Yeah. It was a shot at fucking goddamn Richard McConaughey, and we went for the head. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, man.
It wasn't no errors, though.
Yeah. Chop that motherfucker head off.
And then sit it through the portal.
Right.
Like, then step on that bitch. Like, it was all fitting. Like,
Darkseid was like, I ain't give a fuck about this motherfucker. No way.
Yeah. Oh, he's fucking up, you know.
Told you Steppenwolf was gonna fucking fail.
And you're right. You're right. And then I also like the fact that Steppenwolf was depowered. Steppenwolf and Superman were both somewhat depowered. Like in the original, Steppenwolf was kicking everybody's ass. It was like he was ruthless, you know what I'm saying? Like he was like Darkseid. But on this one, like he wasn't having a problem with the Amazons, but they were like big ass gnats and mosquitoes, like, fuck. these motherfuckers, like, get away, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he was slinging the motherfuckers with one hand. Then he was like, all right, these motherfuckers get sick. And so he used two hands to throw a horse at somebody.
Yeah. Remember when he took the horse and flipped that bitch on, flipped the horse over on the bro?
Yeah. So, you know, so I like that part. The Superman, he was depowered in a way where at the end, on the original, Superman just, everybody just sat back and let Superman take over and, you know, your boy in the back, all right, you know, my man, you know, all of that's going on. And, you know, one of them was like, hell, you know, let's just watch him. You know, so and Steppenwolf throws a punch. Superman looks at the punch like, that was a slow punch. But on this one, it was like, all right, we got to fight together. But he didn't even throw a punch. It was the same scene. They changed it up and gave him claws, though. They made the claws go by Superman. And Superman just dodged it. It was like he was fighting for real. It wasn't like, I'm over everybody. Like, this punch is slow. It was like, damn, we dodged this shit. You know, he hit him with the kick. So I thought that was
me. Yeah, cool. Yeah, so.
You're right.
It also, to me, it kind of looked like on some finesse shit, like bitch, on some rope-a-dope shit, like, like, I'm gonna let you feel how close you is to me, bitch.
Bam!
You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's how I looked at it.
So, now, dislikes, Queen, what did you dislike about this?
4 hours. It's right here. The aspect ratio. I was, because the thing is, he said, well, this is done because he wanted to do it in the same format as IMAX theaters, and I was like, okay, well, they did the same thing where they put the format for IMAX theaters in the dark night, and you know, those sections were opened up and it was showing the whole screen, though, you know, like pretty much it was a pretty much a full shot. It was a good looking shot, you know. So for him to say that, you know, that was the reason why I put it in 4:3, I thought, I was like,
no. But you changed your format though, right? Cause you told me
I actually changed it back because I was like, it kind of cut out some of what was going on. So I said, I'm gonna just watch it in the regular format.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, that was like I know it seems like it's a small gripe, but the thing is, to me, is that, you know, like, everybody's watching this from home, and for them to kind of have it where it's like in a format as if they're watching the TV. A TV show from the 90s, that kind of really somewhat kind of took away from it. Mm. So, as opposed to you know, something that's just epic, you know, is pretty much up there like with the Avengers. When you put the Avengers in and you see it on big screen at your house and you're just watching all of the interaction, and you know, that kind of makes you appreciate it much more. You really get into it. And, you know, like, I kind of just thought that was something that really took away from it.
That actually didn't bother me. So, I kind of got that they were trying to make me feel like I was watching like the movies from those eras were shot better. They were more grandiose. They were like more well put together, in my opinion. The storylines were better. It was like that. I don't know. I just felt like that era had. I don't know if it's because that's how I grew up and that's what's like important to me or whatever. But I felt like he was trying to bring some of that back, and that's why he did that. And I noticed it, but it just didn't bother me. It was like, I felt like he did it for art purposes. And whatever he needed in the shot, like, I'm pretty sure he put it in the shot. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like he did shit and changed it later or whatever. If I'm on the cutting table, and that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna put anything in there that's not relevant. You know what I'm saying? Or like cut out some relevant shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because I want it shot in this frame.
Right. So, did you have any dislikes?
Not enough to like, nothing that bothered. Nothing that bothered me took away from the experience enough for me to really harp on it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like me knowing what it was and what it was, I enjoyed it. Like,
okay. I'll say my dislike. So one of my dislikes was, I won't say it's a dislike, but I was more so confused. Like, why is Wonder Woman so fast when she came through? Yeah, that was Flash right there, yo. And that Flash is just so crazily fast. Well, you know what? I take that back. Because you can kind of see her move. Flash, you wouldn't see me. No. So, yeah. So, I'll etch that off. Aquaman's eyes. Wasn't Aquaman's eyes a little bit lighter in this movie than normally?
That nigga, like, he didn't have eyes.
Right, like, he was dead like a zombie or something.
So, I didn't even notice his eyes. I didn't even notice that. But.
Gazing into Aquaman's eyes.
You were?
Yeah.
So, and then Cyborg, it's not going to be any more Cyborg. This is going to be the last of the Cyborg, unfortunately, because of the Ray Fisher situation. And and I feel like that's kind of messed up. They took him out because, you know, they allowed the abuse to come on set because they're good friends with Joss. So, you know.
There was one point in the movie, I kind of wish that was Steppenwolf. Like when all the Amazons were piling on him, I was like, man, that don't seem like that's a real bad thing. Just to have a whole bunch of gorgeous Amazonian women just.
Except they were naked and he ain't have on all that goddamn super metal.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, man, all the women just piling. Seem like they not be that bad.
I'd be like, man, if y'all go fight me like real women. Take all that shit.
And then also I didn't like the way Flash bust out of his shoes when he made that pivot. I hated that. He looked so stupid to me, man. If he was running and bust out of his shoes, that's one thing. When he made that stupid ass pivot, like he was in the military, left face. And he went left face before he. Now it was cool the way he went through that damn window though. When he touched the window, I thought he was gonna go through it. You know how they do on the series, the TV show, where he like vibrate through the window, where he like touched it and it like poked out, then it burst, whatever. That part was cool, you know what I'm saying? But you know, like, black women can't do anything without a white man saving them. I'm fucking around.
Jaded Negro moment.
I'm fucking around. I really felt like didn't really fuck over black people in this one. What about you guys? Do you feel like Zach fucked over any black people?
He stayed pretty safe.
Yeah, he did.
I think he heard us. Give Josh a pass.
You know, and then other than that, I felt that was kind of. I guess he was just trying to show like, hey, they're black women.
I call white boys Josh.
Josh, and then I'm Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
I thought
Josh.
The name that they said was Chad. Wasn't
it? Who?
Chad.
Whose name was Chad?
The white.
No, I think Zach. I'm giving Zach a pass.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah. And now was the black woman the black Wonder Woman? You think that's what popped in my head when she stepped out? Like, was that the black? Because you know, Wonder Woman's supposed to have a black sister.
Because I think the black Ruby. Wonder Woman gonna have like more style than that. You know, what I'm saying? She ain't gonna just be in like some regular type.
You wish. They're gonna make her regular as fuck, just like they did Captain Marvel.
I know one thing, man. She better be thick. She can't be like Wonder Woman kind of thin, like looking all like a
mom.
You get a sister, you better get a thick one, like. A sister who got some backside.
I would also, I think that was it. Him bursting out of shit. How did y'all feel about Martian Manhunter?
Confused.
I felt like that part could have been left out.
Yeah, I wasn't
on the chopping block.
I just kind of feel like it ain't even that it needed to be left out. It just needed to be explained. Like, bro, like, look, you got like a whole bunch of. Some rules that we can go with this shit, bro. You talking about we ain't even doing nothing else. What the fuck you
got going on? You were like, hey.
You gonna set me up? I'm scratching my head. I'm trying to make sense of some shit.
Maybe even excited.
Yeah, tapping my toes and shit. How long this gonna take? I gotta stop thinking about this and focus on what? Voyager, Discovery? What am I doing right now? You need to answer these goddamn questions.
Yeah, but Martian, I'm not a Martian Manhunter fan, though. I'm not really. I always felt like.
Make me a fan. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
They gotta make
it. I heard originally it was supposed to be a Green Lantern. But for the Snyder Cut, I heard that they made a Martian Manhunter. Now I don't know. You know, that's a rumor.
Does it look like the Mars Attacks character a little bit, dude?
I don't really think
skeleton faces.
I think they should have went with Green Lantern because Green Lantern is more known than Martian Manhunter.
The Martian Manhunter sounds like a Negro underneath all that shit. Why does he sound like the other dude's dad?
Does it sound like Cyborg's dad? It's like the same voice.
It's the Obama voice. Every black man shot from the Rosses. If y'all smell the Obama, hey. All of it.
They should actually get that actor to play the Obama movie. That guy would make a good Obama. He seems like he's just Obama. He got the voice and Obama-esque. He got a voice. He needs to play him in the movie. I know he said
he wants such an Obama-esque voice.
Well, you know, keep clean.
Would you? I would wonder how him and Obama would carry up about a conversation. Well, you know, you know, like.
Well, I love Marsh Manor. I really dig that.
So I like to drink beer. You like to drink beer? Yes, I do like to drink beer. It's very. Yeah, really.
When black people were getting messed up, I knew nothing about it. My hands are tied.
You should do a little better. When they go low, you should.
When they go low, you should go out.
Stop.
That's what my wife said.
Stop. Just stop.
Go have an uppercut.
I can't think of a white thing. Michelle used to tell me when I go low, she always goes high. That's called 68. All right, man. We just having fun. Nobody get offended. We're having fun. All right, guys, what is your ratings clean for this one?
I'm gonna give it an 8.
8, okay.
I give it an 8.
Oh, 8 what?
Man, I can't do one-on-one races. What's something that just...
You do Batman races? I thought that was pretty cool when he stole, when Wonder Woman was like, wait a minute, where did you get the idea for those bracelets where you was talking to the butler? Was
oh, yeah, shit, Alfred. I didn't even know, Alfred. Man. Damn, Batman bit Wonder Woman style. You did a whole style.
And then Wonder Woman said, next time, get him a whip that's black. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Oh, she's trying to, y'all trying to bite my style.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
So y'all love Wonder Woman style.
It absorbs energy, you know what I'm saying? The bracelets absorb energy. It's a great invention. Yeah, that's a great invention, Alfred. Next time, just give him a rope that's black. What about you, Bat? What would you rate this film? I'm
trying to think of what I like. What am I associated?
I give it.
You didn't say what you did.
8 Hall of Justices, I guess it's
Hall of Justice. Yeah, because that's what was destroyed in the future. It was standing on top of the Hall of Justice.
Yo, 8 destroyed Halls of Justices then.
Yeah. And in that room they went to, we like set a table here, we can have a real big table. I think that was supposed to be the Hall of Justice. I thought that was a Bat Mansion at first.
Yeah,
Bruce the Wayne Manor.
I thought it was like fixing it back up or something.
Right, I was like, nothing really happened to the house. I don't know why I thought that. It popped in my head.
For it to be 4 hours, for it to be everything that it was, I'm stuck between giving it a 7.5 and an 8. I always be wanting more. I'm leaning more to like 7.5 mother boxes.
That's a good one. I kind of wish I would have used that.
Somebody wants to steal mine, I'm just going to have to perfect it. I give mine 9 pinging mother boxes that's being watched by 9 beautiful Nubian Amazon women. Yeah. All right, folks.
Nine vengeful Amazon. Nine naked vengeful Amazon.
Yes.
When they do the Black Wonder Woman, man, she better not be coffee complexion like that.
Nine naked Nubian.
It better not be Merkel complexion.
That's a lot of hints, right?
Right.
Nine naked Nubian vengeful Amazons. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. She better be like the same complexion as.
You say 9.5. You said nine. Nine and a half is like they all got 3 titties.
As you can tell, Ron is not on the show. That's why there's a lot of toxic masculinity. I'm cutting that shit off. Toxic masculinity on the shit. But anyway, y'all, thank you all for listening. Appreciate it. Anybody else want to leave their last messages or say leave their social media?
Hey, if you want to watch a good Justice League, you can always. I would suggest watching Justice League Unlimited.
Unlimited. I tried to find that.
Like, well,
and I couldn't.
You can go to HBO Max. It's on there.
Oh, okay. Because I, you know, I tried to stream.
Because like the storyline, especially like the one where, what's the lady who heads the Justice League?
Just hit a Justice League.
Yeah, you know, Amanda Waller. It kind of went to the whole story, like Amanda Waller trying to prepare a defense against the Justice League after, like, it's like a Justice Lord has come to Earth or something, and they like, we got to come up with a contingency plan for, like, Justice League goes evil. And it was a real good, I mean, it was like one of the, I mean, to me, like, that's animation, that's kind of like my favorite series, just that, because it was just pretty much going on, off of, like, the government pretty much was trying to, like, come up with a plan to go against the Justice League, pretty much replace them with people who can be controlled. So, I was...
That's not even work. The whole purpose of Justice League is motherfuckers that's not controlled.
So, the plan was Suicide Squad, which really makes no sense. A crazy girl with a bat going up against like Wonder Woman, how is that going to turn out?
Yeah.
She's a therapist.
Oh, I forgot, for dislikes, you didn't use the Joker at the end in the dialogue.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but that wasn't a real big dislike.
Oh, okay.
As much, it was just kind of like a minor gripe, but like the other ones were dislikes.
We are very specific on this show.
So, would you like to give your social media clean?
They already know the story now. You know, they've been watching the show.
What about you, Richie, man? Any last words and social media information you would like to give out for people to stalk you?
I like stalkers. Richie Mac Music. Just Google that. Then look out for Rich Mentality. You know, we got wonderful, wonderful things in store for you this year. Other than that, fuck you. Mind your business.
And yes, and I am Critical from Critical Blues Reviews. You can find me on Instagram at Critical Blues Reviews. That's Critical with a K. And you also have Critical Blues Reviews on Twitter and Critical Blue on Facebook, all with K's.
Because we love the Klan. NAACP, niggas, apes, alligators, coons, and possums.
All right, folks, that might be edited, but... or maybe not, but all right, folks, y'all take it easy. We love you guys. Thank you for listening in.
Y'all come back, man.
I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Superman had a kid. I remember Bruce Wayne congratulated Superman, and I was wondering, why was he congratulating Superman at the end? So that made me think, like, was he congratulating him because he has a kid on the way? And then also, there was a scene where Lois Lane opens the drawer, and there was a pregnancy test that was in the drawer. So Superman has a kid, y'all.